Come on, journey of discoveries. We're still on the stepping stone one, redeemed and precious. And this is day three. So let's read from the book of Job, chapter 11, verses 13 to 19. Yet, if you devote your heart to him and stretch out your hands to him, if you put away the sin that is in your hand and allow no evil to dwell in your tent, then you will lift up your face without shame. You will stand firm and without fear. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it only as waters gone by. Life will be brighter than noonday, and darkness will become like the morning. You will be secure, because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will court your favor. You see, if we totally give our heart to him and deal with every poor choice that robs us from our connection with God, we can live life completely secure. So today God asks you, will you let go and let God have complete control? Will you trust him? So often we cling to our sinful choices as we do not really believe that God can fill the gap. But God asks you today to let go and let God fill every empty place. If we will let go, then God will secure us, free us, and position us. It will bring such transformation. Our life can be changed. The trouble that haunted us will be gone, and those dark fears will turn into hope and expectation. When we gamble our lives on the goodness of God, we can never lose. There will be a new sense of hope. The old fears are gone. But the change will be so complete that people will come and seek to hang out with you. They want to know what has happened to you. They will ask and seek your advice and favor. The change that God brings can turn our negatives into positives, can turn the darkness into light, turn those barren places into fruitful harvests, change impossible circumstances into possible situations once again. This God is able to lift your head with hope once again. So let's pray. I thank you, Father, that this is my season of change and you are making me secure. Help me, Lord, to give you my heart totally and restore trust to me where I have become withholding. Let me empty my hands of all the poor choices that I have made. Forgive me and cleanse me, I ask. I know that this is the season to lift up my head and be secure. I know that there is a new hope rising, and your desire is that I will feel safe. I declare that God is with me, so I can delight in him. I will resist all fear and every atmosphere of control that limits me and my expression of life. I declare that I can carry favor every place I go. I am secure. I will walk in your light. Amen.